Time now for the Cyclone Insider on the Morning Kickstart. Iowa's Best Country Kicks 101.1. The 2-1 Iowa State Cyclones will match up against Texas Tech this coming Saturday afternoon. You can catch the game at 2:30 right here on your home for the Cyclones, Kicks 101.1. Now joined by the voice of the Cyclones, John Walters. John, how are you?
Doing well. How are you, Brandon?
Doing great. Boy, I tell you what, that was a phenomenal game on Saturday night as the Iowa State Cyclones able to come back and top Oklahoma 37-30. So impressive, everything during the game, but it's really hard to believe. First time since 1960 at home that the Cyclones had taken down the Sooners.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't even born yet when that happened, and I'm old, so that's a crazy deal to think about. They had won a few times in Norman, but it had been 60 years since they beat them in Ames, so long overdue celebration. And you know, Oklahoma has completely dominated the series through the years more than any other FBS series, but if you look at these last four or five games since Matt Campbell's arrived, very, very competitive. Iowa State's beaten them twice. Last year had a chance to beat them on a two-point conversion at the end, so they have definitely shown that they can play with the Sooners. And when you start measuring, you know, how far has this program come, that's a pretty good place to start. Mm-hmm. Because it used to be that Iowa State could not compete with Oklahoma, and now they can. And so it's a real good measuring stick.
Yeah, that's for sure. Another measuring stick this Saturday at 2:30 at home against Texas Tech. Texas Tech is 1-2. Iowa State now ranked 24th in the polls in the nation. You know, Texas Tech always presents challenges, no matter if it's an up year or a down year, just because of their simply their play and their style of play with their offense. They like to sling it around a pretty good amount. How would you assess this Texas Tech team as a key to you know, stopping them to win this game?
Yeah, they're pretty typical of a Texas Tech team in that they will throw the ball around a lot, but the one thing that Matt Wells has brought on there since he became the head coach last season is more of an emphasis on the running game. You know, with Cliff Kingsbury, they just ran as an afterthought, but Coach Wells really does like to have a little bit more balance. And they have two good running backs in Roderick Thompson and Xavier White. And so Iowa State has to be a little bit more on its toes when it comes to the run game. And, you know, with John Haycock's defense, it always starts with stopping the run. And, you know, they've had some really interesting games with Texas Tech. They've beaten them. Matt Campbell is 4-0 against them. The one thing Iowa State has always been consistently able to do in this series under Matt is run the football. And you saw Joel Lanning run for 176 yards and five touchdowns Matt's first year. And then you saw David Montgomery, I think, had about 178-yard game the next year and 125-yard game the next year. And then Breece Hall had about 186 yards last year. So, I mean, Iowa State has been able to steadily run the football, which is huge against Texas Tech because you got to kill some clock and keep their offense off the field. And the run game's been really good for Iowa State so far this season. Breece Hall is leading the Big 12 in rushing, so I think that's got to be another big part of Iowa State's attack on Saturday.
We're talking with the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, John Walters, here this morning. Fans, from everything that I saw, must have followed the protocol because fans, up to 15,000 fans, going to be allowed in to Jack Trice Stadium again this Saturday. From everything you heard, everything went well as far as having fans in the stands last weekend against Oklahoma?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think I've watched a lot of college football this year because I watch a lot of other games to get ready for Iowa State's games, and I try to keep an eye on everything going on around the league. And I have not seen any game that would be on the level of what Iowa State had as far as the energy of the crowd, but also everyone adhering to the policy that you're going to have to wear a face covering if you're going to be at the game, you know, and Iowa State said it's going to happen that way, or we're not going to have you in the stadium, and we're not going to be able to have fans going forward if we can't do it this way. And man, the fans responded in a great, great way. Every shot I saw of the crowd when I rewatched the game on TV, everybody had on a face covering. And, you know, that's a safe way for people to be a part of a crowd, you know, and to be at the game. And obviously you want to spread them out as much as you can, but The face coverings are a huge first step. And so I just hats off to Iowa State fans for following and adhering to that. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to do it again this week because we want to keep having fans all year. And I hope they'll continue to follow those guidelines. It's so important that they keep doing it.
Watch the Alabama-Texas A&M game for a little while. Did not see that from what you're talking about with the face coverings and things like that.
And no two games look alike. You know, that's the thing about college football this season. You know, you'll see games with no fans at all. Mm-hmm. You'll see games where everybody's crowded together and nobody's wearing a mask. And then you'll see others where, you know, like Iowa State did, where people are adhering to it. So it bodes well that the fans are taking Jamie Pollard's directive and saying, we want to be a part of the solution rather than the problem. And that was really good to see.
Iowa State takes on Texas Tech at 2:30. Again, pregame show starts at 12:30 right here on Kix. John, have a great call this Saturday. Thanks for the time this morning.
Thanks, Brandon. Appreciate you having me.